Let us pray. God bless this time of preaching and listening for your word. Bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts, that they might be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So the movie The Greatest Showman is about the birth of show business and was inspired by the life of P.T. Barnum. Barnum was the founder and creator of the Barnum and Bailey's Circus, and the film, if you have not seen it, is an interpretation of Barnum's life, his life story. Hugh Jackman plays P.T. Barnum. The film is also a musical with wonderful songs and lyrics that will leave you singing them long after the movie is over. Justin Paul and Benj Pasek, the songwriters and composers for this film's songs and musical score, are graduates of the University of Michigan Theater Program. They are also, amazingly, Academy Award winners, Tony Award winners, and Golden Globe Award winners for their work. You might remember that they also did the music and score for the film La La Land. They won the Oscar for Best Song from that movie. And tonight, as luck would have it, they are nominated for 2 Grammys at the Grammys tonight, so you might watch that and see if they win. Since our series this month is called The Gospel and the Movies, I want to focus on a theme that this movie has, which also parallels a strong theme of the Gospels. This theme has to do with the boundless, limitless, boundaryless love of God. The truth is that Christ's love knows no boundaries. And as followers of Jesus, we too are to love without boundaries. This is the point of the parable that you just heard from Luke's gospel, known as the Great Banquet. Jesus tells this story of the banquet in response to a comment that a man made. The man imagined who would be eating at the feast of the kingdom of God, and he made a comment about that. He imagines that only certain people would be there around the kingdom table, but Jesus tells this story in response and turns the guest list on its head. Listeners were shocked, startled, stunned, amazed to hear that Jesus' guest list includes the outcast, the unclean, the unique, the different, the poor, the overlooked. It is not at all what they expected. Jesus' point is that the guest list for God's kingdom will look a lot different than these guests, including us, can imagine. This is because those whom the world considers to be misfits are those who are most fit for the kingdom of God. Those whom the world considers to be misfits are those who are most fit for the kingdom of God. Why? Because they have willing hearts. And with God, our hearts are what matter most. In the movie The Greatest Showman, P.T. Barnum starts his new show business by trying to draw people to a museum of oddities. But it does not go well. And so he decides to take a different approach, and he posts ads in the newspaper and around New York City for unique persons. That's what the ad says. Unique persons who will audition to become part of a live variety show. The band of unique performers includes a bearded lady, an abnormally tall man, an African-American brother and sister team of trapeze artists, among many others. The common denominator of these performers was that in that day and time, they were people who were not accepted or valued by the society they were in. They were considered to be freaks, people who were hidden, people not to be associated with or loved because of their unusual physical features, their unusual talents, or their race. Like Jesus, P.T. Barnum valued the people on the fringes of society and brought them into a family. He saw the gifts in them overlooked by others. He gave them a platform for purposeful service that brought meaning, not just to their own lives, but to the lives of others as well. He challenged the norm that says you can't have value or meaningful relationship with people who are different from you. This is also what Jesus does. This is what he calls each of us to do as his disciples as well. And not just Jesus. The call to inclusive love is an overarching theme throughout the scriptures. Listen again to the words from Paul's letter to the Romans that we heard earlier today. Owe nothing to anyone except your obligation. Except your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. All the other commandments are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. There are so many wonderful songs in this movie, The Greatest Showman, but the song, This Is Me, is considered to be an anthem to the misfits. This is the powerful song that our dance choir just danced to this morning. And part of the lyrics are on the front of our bulletins today. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be, this is me. Sung by the bearded woman in the movie, the powerful lyrics were inspired by the struggles composer Benj Pasek experienced in his own life. Pasek felt that the world was telling him that he was not lovable, not wanted, and that something in him was broken. And he felt that he needed to fix himself or hide himself. In an interview with Billboard, Benj Pasek went on to say this about the song you just heard. I think it's amazing to work on a song that you think is your own private struggle, and realize that once you shine a little bit of light on it, there are a lot of other people sort of huddling in the dark there too, and that there are other people who relate to this idea and relate to this message and can find some sort of communion in it. This afternoon, I encourage you to go to YouTube and watch the performance of this song from last year's Oscars, the 2018 Oscars, or watch the story behind the very first rehearsal of this song. You will be moved, trust me. Just go to YouTube and type in, This Is Me, Oscars 2018, or This Is Me, First Rehearsal of Song. Listen again to the powerful words in this lyric. I'm not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. When the sharpest words want to cut me down, I'm going to send a flood, going to drown them out. I am brave. I am bruised. I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. The song has inspired people all over the world to remember the power of love. It's become an anthem for those who feel left out or rejected or abused or unloved. It's also a reminder, an important reminder, that deep down inside, there is something special in each of us. And sometimes we just need a little love and support and encouragement to bring it to the surface. I loved how the dancers helped each other in that dance. They were showing encouragement. It's a call to empower others and love others and stand in our own truth. Jesus loves without boundaries, and so should we. We don't have to agree, but we do have to respect and love our neighbors and treat each other with dignity. This is the point of the movie, and it's the point of the gospel message as well. In both the church and our society right now, we struggle with this concept of love without boundaries. As followers of Jesus, we are called to a higher standard than division. We are called by Christ's love to value, to befriend people whose society considers different or other. This is simply a mandate of our faith. The ones society rejects, Jesus loves. Jesus welcomes. Jesus brings people together across divides and differences of all kinds, welcoming them to God's table, to God's banquet. Earlier this week, Andrea Brown sent me a link to a Facebook story that was picked up by the morning news show, Good Morning America. It was the post of a father about his 16-month-old daughter. They were in the airport waiting to board their flight. There was a delay, and she was wandering around the terminal saying hi to everyone, as 16-month-olds might do before a flight. One man invited her to sit next to him, and for the next 45 minutes, they watched a Snoopy cartoon on his iPad, and she shared her snacks with him, cheese puffs. The dad posted a picture of the two of them sitting on those airport seats, and he wrote this on his post: "Watching them in that moment, I couldn't help but think, different genders, different races, different generations, and the best of friends. This is the world I want for her." The picture and the post and the story have gone viral, being shared over 140,000 times since Saturday. It is a reminder that each of us can reach out to others across divides, across barriers of all kinds. It begs this question: how do you view people in your heart? How are you treating people? Especially the societal outcasts and the people who are different from you. Are you following the example of the culture or the example of Jesus? Are you setting an example for the world, or are you letting the world set an example for you? Love your neighbor. That's what Jesus said. Amen.